Stay cool in full sunlight? That's a refreshing idea, and it's possible. Think of a surface that reflects away the great majority of light, including infrared, from the sun. That essentially cuts off that source of heat. Shouldn't this leave the surface just passively reaching air temperature? Well, we can do better, as several research groups have shown. It is losing heat by radiating away energy at long wavelengths in what's called the thermal infrared. Every surface does that as part of its energy balance. Our skin, a rooftop, a plant leaf. Some surfaces are terrible at this. Polished metal is fairly good at absorbing sunlight and truly bad at radiating away thermal infrared. On the other hand, there are materials with the opposite characteristics. They're very white, even reflecting well in the infrared. In the thermal infrared region of wavelengths, they approach being perfect emitters. So far, so good. But our atmosphere absorbs a lot of the thermal infrared and sends a lot of it back to us to keep things warm. The secret is that the material must be constructed chemically and structurally to emit very well in the region of wavelengths where the greenhouse gases absorb poorly. Push the energy out through these windows, and a surface might get as much as 12 degrees Celsius lower than the air temperature in low wind. This may be a boon for reducing air conditioning costs. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.